We have become so suspicious of everyone that when they say hello, you wonder what they want. Well, you know, did it really surprise us, for example, when big tobacco companies were targeting children and teens? Did it really surprise us? No. Do we really believe that when a car salesman says, you know, this is my bottom dollar, that is really his bottom dollar? If you're a car salesman, I apologize. Do we really believe that when former President Clinton said that he didn't inhale, that he really didn't inhale? Yeah. When a president or a rock star or a doctor or a preacher or teacher defends themselves against accusations around sexual misconduct, don't all of us, somewhere in the back of our head, have this little teeny tiny voice that says, sure you're innocent. Sure you're innocent. And the bad thing about this culture of deceit that we live in, the innocent ones are destroyed, aren't they? Deceit has become our expectation. You know, whenever I pray that we expect great things because God is present, deceit is not what I'm talking about, just in case you wonder. Miracles, wonders, things like that that are of God, definitely not deceit. We believe that everyone is either lying or has an ulterior motive in their lives. So, who knows where this started? I don't know. If you know, let me know after the service so I can be in on it. But it's having major ramifications in our homes and with our youth and our children around the country. And two ways this is being played out. It's being played out in our homes, in that many parents aren't being truthful to their kids. Many parents aren't being truthful to their kids. They're laying down one set of rules for their kids to live by, but themselves living by another set of rules. Now, of course, I'm not talking about any of you. I must be hitting close to home because that one. Or another possibility. The parents are truly being honest and fair with their kids, yet because of the way that our culture is programming our youth, and that's intentional language, I want you to hear that. The way our culture is programming our youth, they believe that their parents are living these secret lives. If you don't believe about the programming, just watch our news, watch the media, watch a movie. Our youth and our teenagers and our, I guess youth are teenagers, our youth and children are being programmed. And it's hard to overcome. Don't we grow tired of people saying one thing and living out something else in their life? I don't know about you, but I'm really getting tired of it. Does that deserve an amen, maybe? Yeah. According to the dictionary, a hypocrite is a person who pretends to have beliefs or practices which he or she does not actually possess. Now, as it's used in the Bible, the term comes from the ancient Greek theater, where one actor would play two parts. I don't know if you've ever taken Greek theater class or anything like that or read a book on it, but when saying something humorous, he or she would hold up a mask in front of them that has a smiley face on it, and he or she would try to have that kind of voice and that kind of attitude. And then whenever they were playing a tragic part, they would hold an unhappy face, a frowning face in front of them, and they'd have that kind of presence on the stage. That's why in theater you see a happy face and a frowning face, and that's what you know, you see that and you know it's theater, right? And that's where that comes from, all right? So a good actor would imitate the mannerisms and the speech of whatever mask they're holding up. Do you hear what I'm saying, all right? So the word literally means one who hides behind a mask. And it's where we get the term two-faced. You see where that comes from? Hypocrite, two-faced. And something else I've always heard is speaking out of both sides of your mouth, you know? Well, a man and his daughter sat through a church service. On the way home, the dad fussed about the sermon. He fussed about the traffic. He fussed about the heat. And the restaurant, he fussed because his food was late and then cold by the time it was served. And after getting their meals, they bowed their heads, he and his daughter, and he prayed. Well, his daughter was watching all this time, all the way through this post-church experience. And just as they were beginning to eat, she says, "Daddy, did God hear you when you left church and started fussing about the sermon and the traffic and the food and everything?" And of course, the father kind of blushed and said, "Well, yeah, he heard me." "So, Daddy," the daughter said, "which prayer did God hear? Do you hear the double standards that we teach our children just living a life? What we think is natural speech. We're teaching our kids double standards through our actions."